Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Anna. She's a fanfic writer and a huge Rebels fan. So without further ado, welcome to episode 23 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hello, I'm Sol Nova Aldistrak in Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. I'm from Mexico, so excuse my English. How did I get into Star Wars? I was born in 84, during the dark times. I was around 5 or 6 when I remember watching the movies. I found them on TV, and I must have seen them before when I was way younger, because I could tell you these were the movies about the space princess and the trash monster, the giant snow robots and the swamp moped, and the ugly snail evil guy and the savage teddy bears. So from a young age, Star Wars was part of my life. As I live in Mexico, I was only familiar with the movies. My family didn't have money, so we never got the books or any other toys. We would just rent the trilogy and watch it every other year all together. By the time the sequel trilogy came out, I was excited for The Phantom Menace, but afterwards my interest waned. I just didn't connect with them, and the Jungling Massacre left me really hating Anakin, so I wasn't in a good place with the franchise at that point. I still haven't technically forgiven him, but, well, that was one of the main reasons I decided to pass on the Clone Wars. I didn't want to get attached to the characters because they would get murdered by Anakin, and I just didn't want to get to know them, just to lose them like that. Even at that time, I didn't like Ahsoka much, so even then I didn't want to appreciate her. And just lose her because of that, right? But then she didn't die. When I heard that she left the Order, I did a double take, like, what? They saved her. They found a possible way to save her. And then that made me go like, wow. But at the time, I was way too busy, so I couldn't catch up with the series. And then the show got cancelled. So that was that, right? I started watching Rebels just when the first season ended, because I saw many gifs on Tumblr and I loved what I saw. The family relationships, the Padawan and the Master dynamics and with Kanan and Ezra. I wanted to see how they would save them, like with Ahsoka. That was the reason I started watching Rebels, because I said, like, well, Ahsoka survived, so they will find some creative way for them to survive, and I want to watch that. So, oh boy. I liked Star Wars for most of my life, but Rebels was really my getaway drug. Rebels got me hooked completely. It pulled me into the depths of the lore. I started to investigate. I started to, you know, check on the comics and everything else I missed before. And of course, there was Thrawn, right? I knew Thrawn just by reputation. I knew the old books dealt with a blue genius tactician that could discover everything about his enemies through their art, right? I also knew that he came from a different part of the galaxy and that he had tried to prepare the Empire against an invasion. That all the stuff that he had done before he got killed was because he was trying to find a way to protect both areas of the galaxy. When the organ music started to play during the London reveal, I was like, oh my god, I screamed with the rest of the people, right? So he is the single most interesting addition to the new canon as far as I can see. Like, wow. If they go on with something similar from the old books, his presence is like, it has far-reaching consequences in the galaxy, right? And I immediately thought that, well, if Thrawn is here in Rebels, that could mean that Ezra and Kanan are going to get to the unknown regions with him to fight this dangerous threat. But of course, he only killed Kanan, crippled my heart and threw it to the Lot Walls. I still hope that Kanan can return as Doom later on. Ahsoka said that neither Ezra nor her could save their masters, but Luke saved Anakin. I have the slight hope that Jason might be able to at least bring Doom into the battle or something like that, like make him materialize or something. Anyway, in the Disney era, I love Rogue One. It has become the my favorite Star Wars movie, along with Empire Strikes Back. The sequel trilogy is fun, but I don't feel as invested. I watched Resistance and it was okay, also fun. How do I engage with the fandom? I started engaging with Star Wars fandom on Reddit and Tumblr during Rebels Season 2. By Season 3, I had also started tweeting about it, sharing my thoughts and my theories. And there's where I met almost everyone right now. I'm most active on Twitter. How has Star Wars impacted my life? The Rebels finale set me spiraling down a dark pit of depression, I guess, for what happened to Kanan and Ezra. I just wanted Ezra to be okay. I needed Ezra to be okay, right? So from that moment on, I started planning and writing a fanfic. The story is called Last Known Trajectory. You can find it on Archive of Our Own. And starts off with Ezra and Tron just after we last see them on their Purgil joyride. It deals with them surviving, Ezra learning more about the Chiss Ascendancy and stuff, right? I finished the fic last month. It took me over a year to finish. I mean, it made me go deeper than I ever imagined I would get into Star Wars, because I needed to be as canon compliant as possible. It ended up being like, how much? 130,000 words long. I have never, ever written anything that long before. Not even a fic or a real novel, because I have written one in Spanish. It was in English, so it was really scary to do. But I did it, and now it has given me the confidence to actually follow my dream of write something on my own. But I think the most important way that Star Wars has impacted my life is connecting with wonderful people from around the world and sharing our love for these characters. I'm incredibly grateful for all the support and the people that cheer on me when I struggle writing my story. And it really motivated me to give something back so that they could also be happy. So anyway, I also introduced my niece to Star Wars and Rebels, so we can share that too. We have gone to the movies together the last three movies. She became a huge fan of Ahsoka. Like, she hasn't even seen Clone Wars, but she played Disney Infinity. The moment she picked up Ahsoka, it just became her favorite. So when she appeared on Rebels, she was like screaming. And well, you can imagine what happened when she reappeared in the War Between Worlds, right? What am I looking forward to this year in Star Wars? We are a few days away from Thrawn's treason and Chismas in July, yay! And seeing what's going on with Thrawn during his absence in Lothal, it's very interesting. And I'm just praying that I keep calling him Eli, because that's the way you will say in Spanish, Eli Banto. I just wish that he's okay. Well, I want to see The Mandalorian, because it looks amazing. You know, I'm more excited for The Mandalorian than for Rise of Skywalker. Whatever they choose to end the movie with, I don't think anyone is going to be, you know, you can't please everybody, right? There's always going to be a problem, so I'm just like, I'd rather have an all new story and characters and just build up from there. So I'm interested in that. I'm happy that I'm actually going to see the Clone Wars with you guys. I'm not going to miss it this time. In November, I think, right? If I hope for anything before the end of the year, is that they announced that Timothy Zahn might hopefully get to write the Ezra and Tron adventures. Well, Filoni focuses on the series of Ahsoka and Sabine, so that's what I would want in this year. So, well, that's, I think that's all. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to share my Star Wars story. And I would like to give a little message in Spanish. Hola a todos, muchas gracias por esta oportunidad. Me encanta Star Wars y pues si también eres un hispano y estás escuchando esto, pues también me encantaría compartir el fandom contigo. Gracias.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Anna, and you can find her at @Yosky_SoulNova on Twitter and @AlizRack on Tumblr. Be sure to check out her fanfiction on AO3 under username AlizRack. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story to lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter, @lip_lightsabers, and myself, @AlexLeonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!